tells us that kol makom that you have kol makom shata moitze gera erva shata moitze kusha. All Rashi tells us is what you need to get there. I also like the first lashon gera erayis, the whole piece over here. L'chura, the inyan of kedusha you find is a positive description of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The pasuk it says ki kodesh ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called kodesh. We say ata kodesh v'shimcha kodesh. So kedusha as such is a positive quality of some sort, and yet Rashi defines it as something which is refraining from something. In other words, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all would understand a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rachum and Chanan. Rachum and Chanan is a positive, Chochmosa Yisbar, positive descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are easy to understand. It's Meiva or Asaga, but B'cholifin, it's something. The way Rashi speaks about it together from Arayas, then what's the Pshat? Nobody, to say the, you can say about a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's Rachum Chani, Lato. You can't say about a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's Nizer from doing anything wrong. The words don't stick to it. It's interesting enough that the Rambam in the Inyanim of it is safe of Kedusha is, has two halakim to it. Isurbiya, the Rambam doesn't in Kedusha talk about anything that we would say is positive. Again, he also speaks about refraining from things. That's what Kedusha is. So I think it needs to have a clearer hagdar of what Kedusha is and so on. Let's understand a little bit about the why Arayas in particular. We know that Arayas is something that is a bad thing, negative thing. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Bria that way? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he gave a big nisayon of Arayas, and that's why it's Nafshon Hashadam Chamdoson and Ruben Barayas and so on. Let's understand a little Mitam Barayas. Let's understand a little bit about where the koyach comes from, and what its shayrish is. The shayrish of Arayas, the pasuk says, comes from v'hoyu lebasa echad. In other words, a kodesh baruch hu in the bria is one, and when the bria is b'shleimus, now kodesh baruch hu is b'shleimus in the way he's megal himself in the bria. It's he's echad, shmoy echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and the different chilukim in the bria, the different ischalkius in the bria disappear. Lemaisa, the bria is bits and pieces. We are distinct units. We are other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're nivra, and the word nivra means outside, cut away, different asberim nishayim, but that's what it means. And we're outsiders, and the bria is pieces. That's what the bria is. The shayrish that will make the bria come one again is going to be a koyach that can make everything into echad. So, whenever you have two things, lu yitzur, the chibur of Adam and Chava, would be a chitzainistic chibur, then that chibur could never be called echot. The muscle. If I have somebody else that we happen to couple together, it's very nice, it's a wonderful thing, we're shtatif together, but it's very, very hard to call that coming together, we're like one. You couple, and so on. A person has a business together with somebody else, so they're shutfim. That's shutfim. But you don't call that one. The only time you call something one is if there is a chibur bepnimius, as well as bechitzonius. So when something is mechubur, both bechitzonius and bepnimius, then we say it's one unit. If I take if I take two pieces of wood that never were one piece, be'etzim, and I stick them together, I can stick them together and they can hold fast, and if I nail it and so on. But sometimes the two pieces really one, and they just, it cracked. It becomes a stronger bond afterwards than it would be two separate pieces. Because be'etzim, they fit together. Be'etzim, they are one. It's just that that is cracked. So if you fit it right together and you machaber it, it's a much closer chibur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the strongest koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria is the koyach of Hishtoikikus v'chibur. In other words, because this is the Etzem Mitzias of the Bria, the Etzem Mitzias of the Bria is that Hashem was everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made chilukim, his chalkius chilukim, where different bits and pieces of the Bria are distinct. They seem to be distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't seem to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has Bechira, which means I'm not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can decide yes and no and so on. And therefore, the Bria itself is bits and pieces. The Koyach that's Mishtoikik, to be Mischaber, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or before that, the koyach that's mishtoikei to be mischaber and to be misached is the core mida of the Bria. There is no other mida of the Bria that is as core as the koyach and mishtoikeikos to be misached, because that was the problem, and this is the hefker problem. So, if I had to ask myself, what is the two levels at which the Bria came apart and needs a mischaber, I would say there's a pnimistical level, and that's the Pchina Vishtoikikus, that seeks chibur, and there's the chitzonistical level where you have it befoil. Hashem Echod, Ushmoy Echod, are the two halves of that. Hashem Echad is a gili mitzad the koiches of the Bria, and Shmei Echad means that the whole Seder of Bria befall is a hemshach of Ratzon Hashem. So it doesn't start with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for an Isoyan. No Ra starts with an Isoyan and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out a schar. It always starts with a koyach, and the flip side of the koyach, the other side of it, becomes ra. So when a person is, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Bria, which has a koyach to be mishtoikik, and to be mischaba b'pniyusoy lamala, and that's the core koyach of Bria, and that's the process that will be ma'achad the pieces. That is the starting point. The first chibur in this world that is a dugma of lamala is the chibur zochen ekeva, and therefore the chibur that makes them basa echad is the dugma of lamala. A person has a chelik that's separate from him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person's tshuka brings him to be mischaber, and both the pnimis kerach tshuka and the chitzonis chibur is a dugma of lamala. The koyach. So if I have to ask myself, what is the disruptive element in that chibur? The answer would be the disruptive element of that chibur is a tshuka for something else. In other words, when a person is mezana, when Ish is mezana, it's not even the Maises Nus as much as it's the Shteikikus for something else. It's fascinating. It's one of the only mitzvahs, it's only one of the averis that Meshamesh Be'eva Mace, even though the person did the Maisa physically, the Maisa is the same, identical, but since there's no Shuka in it, it doesn't have a Shem Avera. It doesn't have a Shem Bi on it. On the other side, we say in Kishal Das, Chalovin Arayas Yo'eva even B'mis Asik. You know, this is one unique Avera where the Koyach HaTainug is the goof of the Avera more than the Maisa. I remember, I guess from a halachic point of view, Chaim Shalevitz, it was his first year clothing Yevamis. He wasn't so much into all the Eshesachim that Reb Nochum had lined up, the different Eshesachim. He had a different look at things, but as Yevamis. So his first Shir Klali was the Hakira, if the Hanoz is the Icarus or the Maisa the Icarus. I still remember because it was very off, like everybody was talking about the Eshesachim. He went to Arayas. But Akoponim, it is like that. Arayas is unique. Chalovin Arayas is unique for the same reason. Anytime the koyach of shuka in a person, the koyach of craving in a person, is the koyach hataiva, and if the koyach hataiva is anywhere but miyuchet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or ish to isha, it automatically becomes, it loses it. It's not it. So it is interesting, some to speak about some point, why it is isha to ish has to be, it has to be miyuchad, ish to isha not. But al kapanim, in the places where it's also, the isha lies in the shteikikus for something, for a chibur that's not right. Any shteikikus for a chibur that's not right is hiris the chibur. Let me.
Even though in chitzoni it's also a shteikus for chibur, so in chitzoni it's the
true. But a chitzoni is like a show. If it's mishamish by even mace, then it's nothing. It's like Chazal say by Pogzim Vaskimel. It's like he touches with a finger. It's not the atzmius of the mace is that the nefesh is kosher with it. Is that the chibur mitzad the pnimis comes? The chitzoni is only a chibur if we pnim the some kesher. So you have the koyach now. Let's understand the oimik of it is that the chibur is that the anil adoydi v'lai tshukosoi, the fact that the shteikikus is only for that person, that's mechabayu. If the shteikikus is only for that, everything is mishteikik for its shayrish, and b'meila, that makes me mechubah to that, mitzad pnimius. So there's a knach over here. It's not just that I like something. A liking something is not hishteikikus. So a person can like many things and enjoy many things, but when a person's hishteikikus is only for something, that becomes a chibur. So it's something that's mechuba to two things. It's not mechuba to anything. It's mechuba loosely. It's somewhat attached. So we have here a very interesting phenomena. The etzem hishteikikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists be'etzem in every bria, because that's how the bria is made. It also, it's almost ke'ilu a metzias that everything is mishtoikik to its sheirish, where it came from. It's one of the poem, says Chazal, tell us that you can learn a lot from the bria, gezel, and chatzias, and so on. One of the poem of the bria is that many balachai spend their lives going back to the sheirish that they came from. For reasons that make no sense whatsoever, it creates a lot of problems. It should have been had natural selection been at work, It should never have happened. They should have died out and gotten killed. And people don't have that. Would have long ago. The animals that don't have that tuna would have survived much better. The fish that go back and so on. Kadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria Teva, which is a reflection of a certain emes, that everything is zoi chutra ikra koi. That if you throw a stick up, it'll land on its shayrish, because everything goes back to its shayrish. So if we're to ask ourselves chibur la Kadosh Baruch Hu minayin, the answer is it's there if a person eliminates all other chiburim, if all other chukas. In other words, or better said, the word kedusha probably is better translated as focus. The word chukah, the word kedusha is better translated as designation. When you designate something, you're focusing something. So when a person focuses his chukah on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's be'etzem mechuber. The chitzonis follows, but the shayrish of the chibur is because his chukah is there. The two things that we associate taiva with are arayas and achilas and machalas asuras. So half of the avoida of kedusha lies in eliminating the chukka, the things that are outside. In other words, if we to ask ourselves the koiches that we call taiva, shatness is an iser, and sometimes a person likes it looks better, and sometimes it's maybe cheaper, but a person doesn't have a nafshistik, a craving for it. The things a person has a nafshistik, a craving for, are arayas and macholas and achila. Those are the two areas where the reining in of the taiva produces a positive result. So when we speak about kedusha mitzara kadosh baruch hu, so the answer is kedusha is a positive midah. Kedusha is a midah of being designated for it, and it's sort of the panemius of the chibur. It's very interesting. The Rambam says, the Rambam in none of the halachas gives great hakdamas. There's no reason for him to give hakdamas. The halachas are halachas. Two places the Rambam starts off with a little hakdama, a historical hakdama. One is Hanukkah, for obvious reasons, because there's no sefer on it. The Rambam is trying to condense Torah Sheba'al Peh. So all the Yontovim through Megillah have Torah Sheba'al Ksav, so there's no point for the Rambam to write about it. Chanukah is only Torah Sheba'al Peh, so Rambam gives a hakdama about it. That's one. The second place where he gives a hakdama is Ketush Nishus. And Parashas Es, I'm sort of condensing a bit, but the Rambam's point is as follows. Lifnei Matan Torah. Nisuin existed also. Esh Hashish existed. Ayin Breishis, Paroi, and Avimelech. The musig of an Esh Hashish existed. An Esh Hashish was the physical metzias of living together. So a person, a man and woman decided they want to be married. They moved into an apartment. They put up a sign. And that was marriage. Marriage described the physical chibur. Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish kedushin. So interesting that the Rambam brings that whole akdama. He wants to shalavek the way that halacha is, but the point is nesuin is a metzias. Ish v'ish is a metzias. But the Rambam says that matan Torah de mechadish kedushin. Ketushin is eventually metzias. I mean, it's almost the hefech. All you get in Ketushin is isurim and no chibur. Where do you get that? The answer is because it was mechadish that the drawing away, that be'etzem, the chibur of ish ve'isha is mitzad de'etzem metzias. The reason why it's not manifest at first is because we have other taivas. Once a person draws back from everything, then that creates the chitimtza for chibur sai bepnim sai bechitzonius. So the nesuin is a chitzonistic chibur, kedushin is a pnimistic chibur, and it manifests itself more specifically what you don't do rather than what you do. But its teichin is something else. It's interesting. The Mesillas Yesharim, when he speaks about kedusha, Rav Silas Yerushalmi says that he brings the Gemara that a person mekadesh himself ma'at, mekadesh is a harbi milamalo. Ramchal says all avoidus Hashem until Kedusha is all up to us. It's our bechira. We choose to do, and we can make ourselves a hero, srizas, preachers, etc., in the kiyah, so on and so forth. Kedusha changes gears, and Kedusha is a darga that we can only do part of it, and the rest of the Kasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So what's the pshat? In other words, the Mesil Sesharim and Be'etzim Avodas Hashem is all our bechira. What exactly is the pshat in Avoda? Where so maybe like something like Nevuah is a gift in its own right. So it's not so fine. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives Nevuah. Maybe Ruach HaKodesh, maybe depending on how the Rishonim learn it. But if Kedusha is meant to be one of the Avodas, one of the Shlavim in Avodas Hashem, then what's the pshat? Hakadosh Baruch Hu does half of it. The answer is, it's a description of what we're doing. It's just like if I tell somebody, if you will draw yourself out of all the other inyanim, all the narishkeit, you will have avas Hashem because you have it be'etzim. Then I'm describing to a person what the avod is. So, in other words, over here we have a description. It's a description be'etzim. Kedusha comes automatically to a person because mitzad etsheiris, the tshuka of chibur, is be'etzim in a person. The reason why it becomes destroyed is it doesn't become destroyed, but it becomes misdirected, and the person, it becomes kosher davuk to many other things. The person, you know, the Chazal use different shayas, kshura by kikelev and other inyan like that. The person gets caught. The reason why the person is misnatik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not because he's misnatik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because he becomes kosher to all the things outside, to something else. So, Kaponim, the mitzvah Kedoshim Tiru actually learns, he says, wherever there's a get of a riot, it's Kedusha. That's what he's explaining. Kedusha, there's a chiyuv of Kedoshim Tiyu. The chiyuv of Kedoshim Tiyu is to express as much as possible the chibur and keshra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the pasuk is telling me that it's almost automatic. We come off the tail of the parasha of Arayas. When a person pulls away from Arayas, he automatically is in the world of Kedusha. Because Kedusha is something you find in yourself. Person has it himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mid of Kedusha is that just like we have only, we're supposed to be Davar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel said, we're on his tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's is Ashkacha is on us specifically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mid of Kedusha does parallel this midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's p'china of Kedusha is the same rotzen for chibur to us as we have to him. But for us, the reason why, it's not because we lack dafka and emuna or rotzen of tibis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because it's diluted with other chiburim, and then it's almost automatic. The lashon that's used many places in Avodah Zarah is called znus. Kotzer hamatzah mili histareya. It says that when you put a pestle in the eichel, the bed is not big enough for two. There's no makom, there's no chibur when there's another person involved. So HaKaponim Sarashi is telling us that the mitzvah, that the Kedoshim Tiyu is a positive inyan. It's something that speaks to the heart of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol Zeh L'Maaseh. You know, we are miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachad Klal Yisrael. But being miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu means exactly that the person draws away from other things. And since the pnimius of the chibur lies in the koyach of tshuka, when a person pulls away from other tshukas, that becomes automatically the chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I guess these are weeks that are it's the parasha. These are taka weeks of you know with the mitzvah of kedusha was for Matan Torah specifically. There was a tzivui for kedusha of prisha and so on. And the tzivui people understand the tzivui prisha wasn't because there's something wrong, but when you want to be mischaber kol kuloi, then it's only shayach if there are other chiburim around. Okay.
Yeah. The